Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And, oh, by the way, we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, I wasn't going to mention this, but all of a sudden, a wrench got thrown into the bit about the Nationals baseball game. There is now a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the getaway car and the people that are in it that instigated this shooting that wounded four people and caused two other people to be injured because of a related incident where they got trampled by a crowd.
And this is
all going on as we speak right now. So the Nationals baseball game on Sunday where a panic ensued after the word got out very quickly about shots being fired, and you could see the people running in all directions out of the ballpark.
Yep. I think this had to do with some kind of a disagreement or some kind of a confrontation over an Uber driver.
That's right.
Uber.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're hearing. An Uber driver was involved in all of this somehow. All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes on that in case something changes, but $10,000 might change the climate. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham, always good for something, says that he would leave town to deny a voting quorum on the Democrats-led $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill that would greenlight the tax and spend dream of the socialist left. So, holy smokes, Lindsey wants to skip out of town.
Well, he's threatening to do that. He doesn't necessarily want to do that.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
You gotta stay and fight. It's a cowardly thing to pack up and leave.
You mean like the Democrats?
Precisely. Yeah. And interestingly enough, they had three of those Democrats that tested positive. Interestingly enough, now even more have tested positive.
Five.
Mm-hmm. And they're unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they're blaming all the Republicans. The Democrats are blaming the Republicans for being anti-vax.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, there's five Democrats right there that are I'm not vaccinated.
And well, this might have been just a little bit curiosity here on my part, but Vice President Harris had a visit to Walter Reed yesterday for a routine doctor appointment just days after meeting with these COVID-infected Texas Democrats, and then reportedly had another meeting with the Democrats.
And this is all over this voting thing, too, by the way, in Texas.
Yep.
But hold on here, and don't think that this is, you know, some small thing, because the Democrats on the Senate side are considering putting in SB1, which is the Senate version of HR1,
right,
into the budget bill.
Yep.
This is a bad situation here, ladies and gentlemen. And I would say that the only reason they would do this is because they know it's a bad bill. The mm-hmm. you know, the legislation that they have put forth is so bad it can't stand on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at this point, I don't know how these Democrats can even begin to think that they're doing anything the right way. I mean, we expect now for them to do something nefarious and underhanded, because I mean they're getting to the point where they're just that's procedural for them.
Now, we have Elliot from Wesley Chapel on the line. I'm not sure he's going to get his 60 seconds, but let's see what he has to say. Go ahead, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Denise, I'd like to get your take on this. In South Africa, Jacob Zuma is by far one of the world's most corrupt leaders to come out of South Africa. He's been accused of corruption, including the stealing of $24.6 million to fortify his compound in the Kandia in Zulu country. Jacob Zuma sparked the riots in South Africa by refusing to be arrested by a judge's order. Jacob Zuma, South Africa, fourth president, have been accused over many years of luring beautiful African women to his house and raping them against their will. He lives on a hill while extreme poor Africans continue to eat non-nutritious mud cakes. Denise, what a dangerous man. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to have to do this on the way back here after the break, Denise, so we'll answer that question, make a comment about it after the break, coming up right now. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I think I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, you know, folks, education of our youth is always critical. And we used to have a trust in the school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, that just is no longer the case. The sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for the grade school kids and their beautiful educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Now, volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settled on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. And Tuggy's family and friends then move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too. And don't forget, you can find the book locally by going to the Coastal Market number 607. That's the Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. Okay? 607 Clearwater Largo Road, Coastal Market number 607. All right, and now back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now we're going to change gears a little bit, and we are going.
Let's go back to Elliot's comment. Yes. Here about South Africa for a second.
Right.
here's something that necessarily needs to be understood, and I just challenged one of my buddies who's, in fact, I got several of them, that's former CIA. We have ambassadors, and if we don't have a named ambassador under the Biden administration, then you certainly have diplomatic liaisons that are assigned to countries until an ambassador is named. Every single day that these ambassadors are supposed to be sending cables back to the State Department to tell them what's going on in the respective countries, mm-hmm. Especially to the desks that are assigned to those countries, like mm-hmm. in South Africa, Haiti, you know, Cuba, wherever it is. The matter of Zuma is not a new phenomenon in South Africa. And what has been happening in South Africa for years with the farmers and the war between the blacks and the whites and the colonialism and all the other kind of air quote colonialism is not new. So I would say that what is happening over there is being ignored by this Biden State Department, by Tony Blinken. And, you know, there are so many leaders of these countries in the continent, Cote d'Ivoire, so many other, these leaders are corrupt beyond description. Mm-hmm. And it's the poor people, the citizens that suffer, with water or lack of water or disease or poverty, food. And I mean, it's really kind of remarkable. So they got the heads up about Zuma. They knew exactly who this cat was. And, you know, there could have been some collaboration there that, you know, militaries were sent in to ensure that there wouldn't have been these really militant, destructive riots that have been going on. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just a failure. What is it the Biden administration always says? We're reviewing it.
Right.
We're reviewing it.
Right. Now, activists, journalists, and politicians around the world have been spied on using cell phone malware developed by a private Israeli firm. Now, the program is known as Pegasus and was developed by Israel's NSO group. Where does all this go from there?
Israel has a reason to do this kind of thing, to have this kind of software because on these phones because of, you know, they're in enemy territory in the Middle East. And you know, they've got not only Iranians that they have to worry about and constant attacks that happen there against Israel, but you got the Palestinians and you got Gaza, you got things that happen over in Samaria and Jerusalem and whatnot. But here's the other fascinating thing. We have some Americans that are very involved in this organization, and, you know, that's okay. But these Americans that have their fingerprints all over this are not good people and doing it for good reasons. And one of them is Anita Dunn. Anita Dunn works for a company called SKDK, which is a Democratic-aligned advisory group, but she's also was Biden's campaign advisor, and she's still on the payroll. Well, she apparently they're using this software to spy here domestically. Not to be outdone by yet somebody else by the name of Jeremy Bash, who is now an MSNBC analyst. Well, Jeremy Bash used to work for the CIA and the Pentagon, and he is now at an organization called Beacon Global Strategies that was created to help Hillary Clinton and her campaign and her advisory group. Well, they're using it too. So you've got, I think, several others, by the way, including things like Dominion voting machines and to monitor Dominion and Project Veritas and so forth. So this is a big story and should be a big story. So it won't be the end of this one, because I think that there were 27 cell phones, domestic cell phones, that they were tracking and tracing here in the United States. So this one's going to stay with us for a little while. I'm sorry, it's 37 cell phones.
Okay.
That were hacked.
Now, an official with the Virginia Parent Teachers Association, who made headlines last week after seemingly wishing death upon opponents of the critical race theory idea, she's had to resign from her position. She was actually forced out.
Yeah, she was fired. And what is even more interesting is I think that she was the deputy director of the NAACP chapter there, too.
That's right. Way to go. Way to go. Now, what do you think about Congressman Matt Gaetz and little old Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who were out in California, and three of their venues were canceled at a joint rally? The conservative lawmakers then turned around and staged the protest at City Hall in the town where they were going to be, and they said, "We will not be silenced." I mean, I guess the world's out to get them or something.
Well, I mean, it's a matter of there are some that have the guts and were to fight back. We're in chaos. We're in complete chaos when it comes to the cancel culture, social media, the conservatives and the Republicans against the Democrats. But then there's another wing to the Democrats, and that's the Marxists or the communists. So, and Biden, you know, it's clear that he's not aware of any of this.
Nope.
He's not watching social media. His chief of staff is not telling him anything is going on. I don't know. We have zero leadership except by communists and Marxists and socialists in Washington, D.C.
The Politburo is running the show. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, take a look at all the different things that she does. You'll be glad you did. Meanwhile, we're coming right back with our military and veterans news report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package as a group of senators try to produce a bill that can be brought to the floor of the Senate this week. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying on CNN's State of the Union Sunday that a provision to fund an expansion of the Internal Revenue Service for greater enforcement of tax laws was removed from the bill as part of those negotiations.
One reason it's not part of the proposal is that we did have pushback. Another reason is that we found out that the Democrats were going to put a proposal into the reconciliation package, which was not just similar to the one we had, but with a lot more IRS enforcement. So that created quite a problem, because the general agreement is that this is the bipartisan negotiated infrastructure package and that we will stick with that. And President Biden, to his credit, said that we will not be renegotiating these items in the reconciliation package.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment for a Monday morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Right here, right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. But in either case, you've heard me say over the years, ask to take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of their two campuses. You'll find out and get the opportunity to talk to a student, more than likely a teacher or two, an instructor or two, and also get a chance to check on your financing to make sure that you'll be able to get financing. Now, if you're a post-9/11 veteran, more than likely you haven't used your educational benefits, and you'll be covered 100%. If you're a pre-9/11 veteran, you may have used up your educational benefits, or you may only have a limited amount left, and if that's the case, then, of course, you would go the traditional route to get a student loan, which they have people there to tell you about that, too. But either way, you'll be able to find out. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour or check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Well, the Chinese People's Liberation Army and Navy just had a joint amphibious beach assault drill to show the United States and Taiwan what could happen if they decide to invade Taiwan. It was a massive, massive drill. Massive drill. So we'll see what happens. They're trying to wake people up and say, hey, man, you know, look at us. We're China. By the way, lawmakers want to add another $15 billion for military child care and barracks facilities into the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package, which was unveiled earlier this month. Don't know whether or not it will happen, but they're going to try. That takes votes, and we don't know if they have the votes to do much of anything right now. Now, here's one for you. Night vision goggles. Very, very, very highly sought after by anybody that doesn't have them that wants to see in the dark. Well, somewhere, somebody got 100 night vision devices. They're missing from Fort Hood, Texas. Missing. Have no idea where they went or what happened. So we'll let you know more about that when and if we find out. Now, the National Guard is $521 million short after the months-long Capitol security mission. And they're asking Congress, well, they're pleading with Congress, to get them to reimburse them the $500 million for Capitol security. We'll see how that works out. And the Marines have a new play toy. It's a shoulder-fired rocket. This new system shoots farther than three current shoulder-fired rockets do. We'll see how all that works out as they're testing it right now. And reintroduce legislation will create a pilot program for a few hundred veterans to get business startup money through the GI Bill program instead of college tuition payouts. So if you want to start a business, you might be able to use your GI Bill benefits to do such. And a pilot program that's just starting up may be the way to go. We'll know soon. We'll know soon. By the way, President Biden has nominated a defense industry expert, Andrew Hunter, to be his Air Force acquisition boss. And he is a true expert on defense acquisition. We'll see how that plays out. He apparently will be nominated, although right now they're sitting on things, as nobody seems to be able to get anything done at the moment. And Fort Rucker, which happens to be in Alabama, commanders now are being told that they can ask about COVID vaccine status DOD-wide to anybody about anything. Have you been vaccinated for the COVID-19 virus? Now, if you have, then you don't need to wear a mask. But if you haven't, then you do. So how do you prove? They have to be able to prove that they were vaccinated. Now, do you pull out that card? Or do you say, yes, I was, and then they check it in the computer? Which, by the way, if there's anybody out there that thinks that they don't know whether or not you've been vaccinated or not, you're living in a pipe dream. That card that you got when you got your vaccination shot specifically says CDC on it. Read it. You'll see it. You don't think they don't know about it? You bet they do. You don't think that your state health department doesn't know about it? I'll bet they do. They're just not telling you. They're playing dumb in that respect. But then again, would you expect anything else? No. Now, gangs in Venezuela, and I know there's people that listen to this program that have relatives in Venezuela. Matter of fact, we have a good friend who probably is listening to me right now, and I'm going to tell her because her parents are still in Venezuela, that gangs are rapidly taking control of Venezuela's capital as the collapse of the government in Venezuela is continuing. Shouldn't be any surprise. People are being told, leave the area, get the kids out, as gang members are walking through areas screaming at them, telling them to move, get out. And it's setting up something similar to what we're going to see in Afghanistan. Soon, the warlords will be running the show, if they aren't already, in some of the provinces in Afghanistan. Now, most of the warlords don't get along with the Taliban. So you're going to have that conflict going on, like we did before when we first went in there. And we went in and bribed the friendly warlords with money to get them to work with us. So we'll see where that goes. But yesterday, General David Petraeus was on television giving an interview about the deterioration, the rapid deterioration of Afghanistan. And he doesn't think that it's going to last till the end of the year, as well as many other people thinking the same thing, that Afghanistan just is going to fall sooner rather than later. And I've talked to a number of Afghan veterans, including our own Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who's on the program on Wednesdays, about it. He's agreeing with me 100%. He says it's really bad, and it's gotten worse, and it's getting worse every day because we keep pulling out of different areas. The Afghani troops are throwing down their weapons and running in the opposite direction, and the Taliban are just cruising on in. Chris Markowski coming back when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, Mr. Announcer Guy. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you, my conversation with Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. That's spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility, pardon me, has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus it has some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, the Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those that have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active military, and first responders, located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's an extra $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. But you got to tell them when you walk in the door, the captain sent me. It gets you $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Would it shock you if I told you that Nancy Pelosi is making millions of money trading on companies that she regulates through the House?
Oh, it doesn't. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, it's not just the companies. It's also legislation. I remember back, and it had to be 2006, 2007, where minimum wage debate came up again, and Democrats were pushing to raise minimum wage, and everything that they didn't want to raise minimum wage. Pacific Island nation? I'll think of it for Samoa. American Samoa, because Nancy Pelosi's husband owned canneries there for Del Monte and other companies, and they didn't want the workers' wages to go up there because it would have hurt their investments there. So, yeah, this is nothing new for Pelosi and many other people. She's not the only one who does this.
Right, and, of course, it's kind of expected because they're exempt from all of this insider trading, and they can do things that the rest of us can't.
Oh, sure. You're having that type of information and there's no repercussions. There was this stock act that went into play several years ago after Peter Schweitzer book came out highlighting the shenanigans of both the left and the right. It really wasn't much of anything. It really wasn't.
Now, Larry Kudlow, who's still in the news as a Fox Business commentator, says the D.C. swamp is the only obstacle we have to having a great economy again.
What is it, the only thing to having a great economy again?
He said the D.C. swamp, the Washington, D.C. swamp, is the only obstacle standing in the way of having a great economy again.
Right. The D.C. swamp is, that's what mucks everything up. You get stuck in swamps, and that's what we do again and again and again. So, the nonsense that come out of these people's minds is crazy. They think that this American infrastructure, Paris, family infrastructure, I don't know, whatever the hell they're calling it nowadays, is going to be helpful. It's patently absurd.
Did you hear what Senator Lindsey Graham said yesterday on television?
This had to do with, getting out of Dodge.
He says the GOP should flee like the Texas Dems on the $3.5 trillion spending plan. Just leave town.
Yeah, I have a sinking suspicion the coverage in the mainstream media will be very different if Republicans decide to do that.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. I got to have quorum. We'll see. You got to do anything to stop this. It can't go through. We can't have another entitlement program. We can't have more handouts and giveaways. It has to stop at some point in time.
Well, now I got one for you that has to stop, and it's called the price of oil. And OPEC seems to have this great idea. I'm looking at West Texas crude starting out this morning at $71.81, which is up a little bit over the weekend. Brent crude starts out at $73.59, which is up a little bit over the weekend. Now, the wholesale price of gasoline dropped 5 cents from last week. It's at $2.25 without the tax. Diesel is at $2.11 without the tax, and the 1 year forecast futures on oil is at $82 a barrel, which is down about $4 from last week. But OPEC and company agreed to boost their output after the Saudis and the UAE ended their standoff. Well, why wouldn't you if you were getting $25 more a barrel than you were a few months ago?
It's about, when you think about oil, the trend is up simply because, of what we're doing here in this country, and we're walking away, from, what has made us, so powerful over the past several years when it comes to energy production. And when the people say that we're walking away and the trend is here in the United States that we're going to walk away, it's not good by any stretch. And this is why you're going to continue to see this trend to the upside.
Now, the state of Florida just got shot down by the CDC by a federal judge, who has ruled that Florida cruises now will be able to force the unvaccinated to pay up to sale more money right off the bat. They'll have to pay everything in full, and they'll be kept in a different part of the ship than the other folks, whereas the state of Florida was trying to get that reversed so that they couldn't get on the boat unless they were vaccinated.
Yeah, how are you going to – it's a very difficult thing to do to try to, you know, separate people on a boat like that. I mean, I don't do cruises, but, you know, I've, you know, seen what the boats are like, and, you know, you move about the boat to various different places. Yeah, it's a difficult thing to do. I mean, I don't know, maybe have completely vaccinated cruises and unvaccinated cruises. I don't know. I don't know what the best way is to handle this.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Facebook, because Joe Biden seems to be using Facebook as a scapegoat for the vaccine failures. That's what seems to be going on. I don't know if they're just playing a little game back and forth or not, but they got pretty tough over the weekend with a couple of comments they made about Facebook.
Yeah, you know, he was upset. He thinks that you know, misinformation on Facebook has led to you know, people deciding not to get the vaccine. I don't know if that's the case. I mean, there can be misinformation in a myriad of different places. I think that maybe he wasn't happy that Facebook didn't act in you know, based upon his marching orders at that point in time. And, you know, again, they've been attacking Facebook a lot as of late.
Hmm. Okay, well, that'll be something to keep our eyes on to see what's going to happen, because if he loses his allies in big tech, Facebook being one of them, he's got a problem.
Yeah, again, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't see that happening. I really don't. I think that they have some arguments back and forth, but I don't think you're not going to see big tech leave the position that they're in right now.
Now, we know that Senator Chuck Schumer is talking about forcing a vote on this infrastructure bill. We heard yesterday from Senator Bill Cassidy, that a Republican from Louisiana, that he blasted Schumer in the White House for rushing towards a vote on an infrastructure bill that hasn't even been written yet.
Yeah, they also, I saw this as well, and that's actually good news, is that I guess the negotiators, Republicans and Democrats, agree to pull away from giving the IRS massive amounts of money to, you know, send out the IRS agents to scour the country and people's tax returns for every nickel, dime, penny that Americans, you know, maybe should have paid, because the tax code is 80,000 pages long and nobody can make sense out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they pulled away from that. I mean, that to me is just, you know, it's downright scary. Yeah, we're going to send a government agency out. How we're going to raise money for this bill? We're gonna go hammer our citizens and rake them over the coals with the IRS. So they pulled away from that, at least for now. So that's a good sign.
All righty. Well, we'll talk tomorrow about more, and we'll get involved in a couple of discussions about New York State and what your governor, Cuomo, said over the weekend with that testimony that he gave. So I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website, and we'll be right back right after these top of the hour news and messages.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.